Good afternoon. This is Junior Parasha Hour, J-Root Radio, and we have Yeshua and Yuda. Okay, go ahead.
Number one. What were the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Kodesh HaKodashim?
Number two. What was the name of the holiest day of the year?
What happened to the goat that was Lahashem? There was one for Lahazazel and Lahashem. What happened to the Lahashem?
How many times did the Kohen Gadol enter the Kodesh HaKodashim?
How do we know? What do we do on the holiest day of the year?
What should a Jew do if someone threatens to kill him if he doesn't eat a non-kosher food?
What is Shechacha? In which year after planting a tree must its fruits be taken to Yerushalayim?
What is Hechlita?
Rechilut. What is Kilayim? How many times did the Kohen Gadol say Vidui on the holiest day of the year?
What did every Kohen Gadol practice the day before the holiest day?
What does Karet mean?
Which animal is called Terefa by the Torah?
In what Masechet Mishnayot does it say the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on the holiest day of the year?
When the Kohen Gadol sprinkled the blood towards the Aron, how many times did he do it?
What date was the holiest day of the year?
What's a Nevelah?
What's Kisui Hadam?
What is like it?
Okay, so I would say that first of all, I was in school, kids.
Good.
And, we're starting, I think we have the first caller, but let's see.
Hello, you're on there.
Hi, I want to answer one of the questions.
Do you have any specific one you want to answer?
Yeah, the one, what should you do if somebody gives you not kosher things to eat?
Yes.
You're supposed to die for it.
No, that's the wrong answer. Please call back if you have the right answer.
Hello, Yania, what is your name?
Yitzhak Sa'in.
Okay.
Do you have any specific question?
Yeah, Kisui Adam is covering the blood after Shechita on a bird.
Yeah, what do you cover it with?
What?
What do you cover it with?
Dust.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number to 347-927-8398.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Number one, what were the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Kodesh HaKodashim?
What was the name of the holiest day of the year?
What happened to the goat Lahashem?
How many times did the Kohen Gadol enter the Kodesh HaKodashim? Go.
What do we do on the holiest day of the year?
What should a Jew do if someone threatens him to kill? What should a Jew do if someone threatens to kill him if he doesn't eat a non-kosher food?
What is Shechacha? In which year after planting a tree must its fruits be taken to Yerushalayim? What is Rechilut? What is Kilayim?
How many times did the Kohen Gadol see Vidui on the holiest day of the year? What did every Kohen Gadol practice the day before the holiest day? What does Karet mean?
Which animal is called Terefa by the Torah?
In what Masechet in Mishnayot does it say the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on the holiest day of the year?
When did the Kohen Gadol sprinkle blood towards the Aron, and how many times did he do it?
What date was the holiest day? What's a Nevelah?
What is Leket?
Okay, we're done.
Okay, we have one listener.
Hello, you're on there.
Could I have a prize question, please?
Yes. How many times did the Kohen Gadol enter the Kodesh HaKodashim?
What? How many times did it come? Two times. One time to do the ketores and one time to take out the things.
I'm sorry, that's the wrong answer.
Please. What answer?
You'll find out after the show.
Hello, you're on the air. What is your name?
Shmuel.
Do you have any specific question?
Yeah, what is the holiest day?
Yes.
Purim.
No, it's half answer, but this, no, not really. You want another chance?
Yom Kippur?
Yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number to 347-927-8398.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Hello, you're on there. Hello? Hello, you're on there.
Hi.
Yes. Like to answer a question?
The holiest day of the year is Yom Kippur.
What?
Someone already answered that.
Someone already answered it?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, you're on there.
Hello?
Yes.
But I have a prize question.
Yes. What were the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Kodesh HaKodashim?
What color was it?
No. What were the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Kodesh HaKodashim?
Could you ask me a different prize question, please?
Yeah. What is Rechilut?
What?
What is Rechilut?
I don't know.
Okay, call back
here. The clothing that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Kodesh HaKodashim was white.
No, but that wasn't the question.
What was the question?
What were the begadim the Kohen Gadol wore?
I don't understand. What the question?
What were the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Kodesh HaKodashim?
It was normal?
What were the begadim that the
we can't say because then
the
it's
name?
Gonna...
What the name of the begadim?
Yeah.
What the name of the begadim? Not the color and not.
No,
we didn't say what were the begadim.
Okay. A hat, pants.
Yeah.
And avnet.
Yes.
And a shirt.
Yes.
And I think that's it.
Yes, that is the. Yeah.
It is the correct answer?
Yes, but in Hebrew it's Michnasayim, Ketonet, Avnet, and Mikbat.
Yeah, but I can still get it right?
Yes, text your name and number to 347-927. 347-927-8398.
Okay, 347-827-927-8398?
Yes,
text your name and phone number.
I want to just to tell to all the kids that we are not giving prizes. We are doing a raffle in the end of the show. So just to be clear, everybody, that we put a raffle of the prizes and three kids are winning. Don't think that you got it because we had last week some kind of misunderstanding from kids that thought that they won. Okay? Let's go.
Hello, you're on the air. What is your name?
Anonymous.
Okay, do you have any specific question you want to answer?
The first question.
What were the begadim? That the Kohen Gadol wore?
Yes.
Someone already answered that one.
Can I have a prize question?
Yes. In what Masechet in Mishnayot does it say the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on the holiest day of the year? What Masechet in Mishnayot does it say the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on the holiest day of the year?
Yima.
What?
Yima.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number to 347-927-8398.
Thank you
for calling.
Hello, Yan there. Hello, Yan there. What is your name?
Hello?
Yes?
Could I have a question?
Yes. How many times did the Kohen Gadol enter the Kodesh HaKodashim?
Yom Kippur.
How many times? How many times did he enter there?
Once.
Huh?
Once.
I'm sorry, that's the wrong answer. Call back, we have got an answer.
See?
Well?
Three?
Nope. Call back, we have the right answer.
Okay, fine. Bye.
Hello, Anya. What is your name?
Hello?
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 Yes? What is Kil'ayim?
Crossbreeding of fruit.
What?
Crossbreeding of fruit.
Say that again.
Hello, you're on there.
Hi, I want a question.
What is rechilut?
Telling something that someone else said lashon hara about him.
Good, that is the correct answer. Text your name and number to 347-927-8398. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Hello, you're on there.
Hello?
Yes. Would you like to answer a specific question? Hello?
Hello? Okay, we continue to another one.
Hello, Andy. What is your name?
Hello?
Yes?
I called before, and I think the answer is twice.
What? That is still the wrong answer. The question was...
Is that a different question?
Yes. What do we do on the holiest day of the year? On Yom Kippur?
Hold on. Could you say it again?
What do we do in shul on the holiest day of the year?
Pray.
Yes.
And fast.
Yes.
And what, yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number to 347-927-8398.
Can you say it again?
347.
Yeah.
927-8398? Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Hello, you're on there.
Hello?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes. How many times did the Kohen Gadol enter the Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom Kippur?
Can I have a different one?
Yes. What date was Yom Kippur?
I have a specific question.
Yes.
Is a Kohen Gadol better do the Avodah outside the gate?
That wasn't the question. That wasn't one of the questions.
What was it then?
There was no questions like that.
Say bye. Play back.
Hello, Anya. What is your name?
Who, me?
Yes.
Rachel.
Would you like to answer a specific question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know. Could you ask a question to us?
Yeah.
What is a terefa by the Torah?
Something that's not kosher.
Yeah, but like, what is a terefa? If it's a terefa, then yeah, it is. Then it's non-kosher. But how does it become terefa?
An animal that's gonna die within a year.
Nope, that's the wrong answer.
That was the right answer. You know what you're talking about.
Hello, you're on the air. Do you have any specific question? Hello?
Homie?
Yes?
No specific question.
Okay, what happened to the goat, LaHashem, the goat LaHashem? What happened to it?
They burnt it on the Mizbeach.
Yeah, and what type of korban was it?
It was a korban. Shlomen.
Nope. One more chance. Try again. Wait, one more chance. What Korban was it?
It was Yom Kippur, so they're getting forgiven for their sins.
Korban Chatos.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number to 347-927-8398.
Hello, in the air. What is your name? Hello, in the air. Hello?
Yes?
Would you like to answer a specific question?
No. Could you ask us a question?
Yes. How many times did the Kohen Gadol say Vidoy on the holiest day of the how many times did the Kohen Gadol say Vidoy on Yom Kippur?
Five times.
Nope, that is the wrong answer. Call back, we have that answer. Right answer.
Hello, in the air, what is your name?
Hello?
Yes?
Have a question?
Yes. How, what does karet mean?
I don't know. I have a different one.
Yes. Okay. What's
the date for Yom Kippur? What's the date for Yom Kippur? Hello?
46 hours ago. Hello?
Hello, you on there? Okay, the phone is... one second. Hello, you on there?
Hi, I want to answer a question.
Yes, okay. What should a Jew do if someone threatens to kill him if he doesn't eat a non-kosher food?
Don't eat the food?
Huh?
Don't eat the food?
Nope, that's the wrong answer. Call back for that answer.
I have another question?
Yes.
What is the bad.
Hello, you're on the air. What is your name? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes. How many times did the Kohen Gadol say Vidoy on Yom Kippur?
Seven?
Nope, that is the wrong answer. Call back for that answer.
I have a different one. Different question.
Yeah. What's lick it? Hello, you on there?
Hello?
Hello, you on there?
Hello?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question of what's it? Yom Kippur?
Yes.
Your teacher?
Yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number to 347-927-8398.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for going.
Okay, we'll take a small break and that's how we listen to a little more music and then we'll come back.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. chachamim unevayinim O Yahweh Hashem Yireh Elokim Anshei Emes Zera Kodesh Bahashem Dveikim
Zakeini Lekadeh Vonim Uvnei Vonim Chachamim Unevayinim Oy Yahweh Hashem Yireh Elokim Anshei Emes Zera Kodesh Bahashem
Okay, we're back.
Hello, in the air, what is your name?
Yeah, we need a question.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, you're in the air?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Can you ask me a question?
Yeah. What does karet mean?
A person died before he's 16.
60.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number to 347-927-8398.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Hello, y'all in there.
Hi, can I have a question?
Yes. When the Kohen Gadol sprinkled the blood towards the Aron, how much time did he do it?
Eight.
Yes, that was eight, but like, there's...
How?
Not how.
What? Yeah. One time up, seven times down.
Yeah. Yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number to 347-927...
Is that by Eloy? Good.
Okay, and now we have a story from Yeshua, right?
As we know, this week we have Acharemot and Kedoshim. Acharemot talks about Yom Kippur. So this is a story about the reward for honoring Yom Kippur. The 10th day of the month of Tishrei is a very important fast day, Yom Kippur. On this day, we may not eat or drink or do any melacha that is asur on Shabbat. On Yom Kippur, Hashem forgives us for our sins if we do teshuvah. Therefore, Yom Kippur is also Yom Tov, a happy day, because we're after Yom Kippur, if we do teshuvah the right way, we'll have no more sins. On the 9th day of Tishrei, the day before Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah to eat. And eat as much as you could. We have a Yom Tov, Seuda. One reason for this is to show how happy we are that we will get cleansed from all our sins when Yom Kippur arrives. And we won't have any more sins. There was once a Jewish tailor who lived in the city of Rome. On the morning of Erev Yom Kippur, he went to the market to buy fish in honor of the day's meal. However, by the time he got there, there was only one fish left for sale. Another customer was interested in buying that fish. He was the servant of a non-Jewish ruler of the city, whose name was Ifrakos. I will pay two dinar coins for this fish, offered the tailor to the fish merchant. I will pay 3 dinars for it, said the servant. 4, said the Jew. Five, called out the servant. The price for the fish kept rising until the tailor announced 12 dinars. The nobleman's servant decided it was ridiculous to pay such fortune for just one fish. He stopped bidding. The fish is yours, said the merchant to the tailor. He wrapped up the fish and handed it to the Jew. The tailor hurried home to cook it to cook all the stuff for the meal. In the ruler's mansion, lunch was being served. Ifrachos checked the dishes that they were brought to the table. Where's the fish that I asked to buy? He demanded of his servant. Your honor, explained the servant. When I went to the market today, there was only one fish left. A Jewish man was also interested in buying it. We began to bid for the fish until the Jew offered a ridiculous high price of 12 dinars. I was sure that you would not want to waste 12 dinars on a fish. So I let him buy it. What? Exclaimed Ifarkos in anger. A Jew paid 12 dinars for a fish? Who is he? When the servant told him the Jew's name, Ifrachos ordered, I must speak to this Jew. Bring him to his house at once. The royal carriage was prepared and the ruler was driven to the tailor's home. The tailor was surprised to receive the honored visitor. But the ruler was not friendly at all. Today, you are at the market together with my servant, whom I sent to buy fish for me. How dare you outbid my servant, leaving me without fish? You're just a poor Jewish tailor. Why did you offer to pay so much money for a fish? My master, answered the Jew calmly, I did not buy the fish for my own pleasure. I would usually not pay so much money for just food. This fish was brought in honor of Hashem. We Jews have a special day on which our God forgives us for all our sins of the past year. It is called Yom Kippur. On that day, on the day before Yom Kippur, we eat festive meals. We eat as much as we could to show our happy that Hashem will forgive us completely. Don't you think it's proper to honor that day by preparing the finest foods? Therefore, I wanted to buy fish for the meal of that day, even if it's very expensive. I see, said the ruler. Since you have a good reason for your unusual behavior, I will not punish you. After the ruler left, the tailor cut open the fish. Lo and behold, he found a sparkling diamond inside it. After selling the diamond, the tailor had enough money to live comfortably for the rest of his life. In this way, Hashem paid him back for honoring Yom Kippur. This is how we see how special Yom Kippur is. If we treat it good, Yom Kippur will not let it eat. If you eat before, you make sure to eat. Just to eat before, you get great reward.
Thank you very much. Beautiful story. Okay, we're going on.
Loyon there.
Yeah, can I please have a question?
Yes. How many times did the Kohen Gadol say Vidui on the Holy on Yom Kippur?
Twice.
How many times did the Kohen Gadol say Vidui on Yom Kippur?
Twice.
What?
Twice.
Nope, that is the wrong answer. Call back your other answer.
Okay.
Hello, Andrea. What is your name? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Do you have any specific question?
No.
Can you go to a better phone? We don't hear you so clear.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, now it's okay.
Okay.
Okay, what?
What should a Jew do if someone threatens him to kill him if he doesn't eat a non-kosher food?
What
should a Jew do if someone threatens him to kill him if he doesn't eat a non-kosher food?
Hold on. What should a Jew do? Not kosher thing.
That is the correct answer. Text your name and number to 347-927-8398. Thank you for calling. Hello, you're on the air. What is your name?
Hello?
Yes.
If you answer the question, how much time is it because it doesn't say vegan?
Yes.
Three?
Yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number to 347-927-8398.
Thank you
for calling. Hello, Yande. What is your name?
Hello.
Yes?
Could I answer a question about how many times the Kohen Gadol says Vidui?
Someone just answered that.
Okay.
There's how many times the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKodashim?
No.
Seven?
No, that is the wrong answer. Call back if you have the right answer.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, you're on the air. What is your name? Hello?
Hello?
In which year after planting a tree must its fruits be taken to Yerushalayim to be eaten?
I'm in the grass.
What?
One.
What? In which?
Maybe when I come back.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Can I ask a first question?
Yes. What is Kila'im?
What?
What is Kila'im?
What?
What is Kila'im? Hello? What is Kila'im? What is it? Hello, you're on the air. What is your name? Hello?
Me?
Yes.
Can I have a question?
Yes. What is a nevela?
An animal dead without shechita?
Or?
That's it.
Hello? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Hello, you on there?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to answer a question. Which year you bring your fruits up?
Yes.
The fourth year.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number. 347-927-8398.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Hello, Yande.
Hello, Yande. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What is Shekha?
Question?
What is Shekha?
What is Shekha? Shekha.
If you drop two stalks of wheat on the floor.
Yes, that is the
correct answer. Correct answer. Text your name and number to 347-927-8398.
Thank you.
Hello, Andy. What is your name?
Eliyahu Cohen.
Yeah, okay. We want to answer. Okay, fine.
Can I have a question?
Yeah, what is lick it?
Lick it is stoning. No, it's not stoning. It's not stoning. Going out of your house, I don't know.
No, I'm sorry, it's the wrong answer.
Text you need, call back if you have the right answer.
If I have an answer?
What? Call back if you have the right answer.
Okay.
Hello, you're on there.
Hello?
Yes. Wait. Yeah, would you like to answer a specific question? Hello?
Me?
Yes.
Can I answer the question, what is Calayan?
Yes.
When you mix two kinds of species.
That is the correct answer. Text your name and number to 347-927-8398. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Hello in the air, what is your name? Hello, you're on the air. What is your name?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
How many times did the Kohen Gadol wash Kodashim?
Hold on. Once a year.
On Yom Kippur, how much time?
Yeah. On Yom Kippur, once a year.
Yeah, but how much times on Yom Kippur?
Hold on. Twice.
There's the incorrect answer. Please call back if you have the right answer.
A different question.
Yes. What did every Kohen Gadol practice the day before Yom Kippur?
Hold on. What did Kohen Gadol practice before Yom Kippur?
The order of the Korbanot.
The order of Korbanot.
About Ketoret. About Ketoret.
Hold on. What?
About Ketoret.
About?
Yes.
Okay,
he practiced a few stuff on Erev Yom Kippur, but about Ketoret, what did he practice?
I don't know. Can I have one more question?
No.
Call back if you have the right answer.
Come on, I knew that.
Hello, you're on there. What is your name?
Hello, you're on there.
Hello?
Yes.
I know the answer to the question, how much time does it go ahead and go into the thing? Is it 5 times?
No, that is the incorrect answer.
Question.
Yes. What is a nevela?
What
is a nevela?
Hold on. A body of a dead animal.
A body of a dead animal, but like what type of body of a dead animal?
What?
It is the basic right answer. Yeah, text your name and number to 347-927-8398. The real answer is either any dead animal, any behemat teora that's dead, or any behemat and any behemah tameah that's dead, even if it had the best shechita, if it's dead, it's tameh, it's a nevela. And also any behemah tehora that didn't have the proper shechita. Hello, you're on there. What is your name?
Can I answer the question? How many times David Dwyer on Yom Kippur?
Someone already answered that.
No.
No.
No, we do. Yes.
You do something. You answer that.
Yeah. How many times Kohen Gadol go to the Kodesh HaKodeshim?
how many times? Wait, I can answer that?
No.
No, someone answered how many times he did vidui, but how many times how many times did the Kohen Gadol enter the Kodesh HaKodashim?
Once.
No, that is the incorrect answer. Call back if you have the right answer. Yeah. Hello, you're on the air. What is your name?
I wanna answer the question, what Kalayan means.
What?
From what type of Kalayan are you talking about?
Kalayan.
Someone already answered that.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah, Rabbi, oh, yeah, Rabbi, oh, yeah.
Hello, you're on the air. What is your name? Hello?
Too slow? Okay, I'll show you. He's off.
Hello?
I know the ones.
Hello, you're on there.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, can I answer which Masechet Mishnayot?
Someone already answered that.
Can you give me a different question?
Yes. What is Leket?
What is Leket?
The answer
already, right?
No?
No.
So that was something else.
All right, you have a different question?
Yes. Which animal is called Terefa by the Torah?
Which animal is called Terefa by the Torah? Hold on. An animal that was killed without a shechita. Or if there was a hole found in the lungs. My body.
That is the correct answer. Takes your name and number to 347-927-839.
I have a question.
Yes.
If I won twice, I text my name twice and you put me in the raffle twice?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Thank you for calling.
Hello, you're on the air. What is your name?
Yes. Can I have what's the question answered? What is Nevela?
What was what?
Nevela.
Okay. Yes, someone already answered that.
Okay, fine. So can I answer how many times did the Kohen Gadol go into the Kodesh HaKodashim?
Yes.
Yes.
3 times.
That is also the incorrect answer. Please call back via the right answer.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air. What is your name?
Can I answer a question?
Yeah.
Yes. What is Leket?
Leket is if when someone harvests a field and one or two stalks fall down, then what's it called? Then a poor person is allowed to take it.
That is the correct answer. Text your name and number to 347-927-8398.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Hello, you're on the air. What is your name?
My name is Eliyahu Cohen.
Okay. How many times did the Kohen Gadol enter the Kodesh HaKodashim?
Excuse me. You said I have to enter Leket.
Fine. What is Leket? Oh, no. Someone already answered that. Someone already answered that. Someone already answered that.
Yeah, but you told me I should say that.
Fine. Go.
You told me when
go, go. Answer.
Right answer, then I should tell you.
Answer.
The answer is that when the person grabs stingies that in the field, the poor people could take it.
That is correct answer. Text your name and number to 347-927.
Don't you know me? I'm Eliyahu Cohen.
Okay.
You don't remember me?
Yes.
Okay, so do I have to do my number?
Yes.
I do?
Yes.
Okay.
Eliyahu Nero, what's your name?
Hello?
Yes.
Can I answer how many times the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim? 7 times.
That is also the incorrect answer. Please call back if you have the right answer. Okay. Hello, Yanya, what is your name? Hello?
Yes, could I answer the question about how many times the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim? 10 times.
That is also the incorrect answer. Please call back if you have the right answer.
Okay, so it seemed like the one was... Okay, so we're going to... How many questions left?
One. Two.
Two.
Okay, so no. Okay, I would say that we're going to wrap up. And let's hear the all answer from the beginning, all the question, and slowly, one by one.
Okay.
Together. Yeshua and... You, one question and one question. One question and one question. Okay?
You start.
What were the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Kodesh HaKodashim? Four. Bichnasayim. Ketonet Avnet Mikbat. What was the name of the holiest day of the year? Yom Kippur. What happened to the goat LaHashem? It was brought as Korban Chatat. How many times did the Kohen Gadol...
How many times did the Kohen Gadol enter the Kodesh HaKodashim? Four times.
What do we know? What do we do on the holiest day of the year, on Yom Kippur? Pray, say vidui, and fast. What should a Jew do if someone threatens him to kill him if he doesn't eat non-kosher food? He should eat the non-kosher.
What should a bundle of grain that forgotten in the field?
In which year after planting a tree must its fruits be taken to Yerushalayim? The fourth year.
What is a chilul telling someone what one said about him?
What is kilayim? A forbidden mixture of fruits that you plant.
How many times did the Kohen Gadol say we do it on Yom Kippur? Three times.
What did every Kohen Gadol practice the day before Yom Kippur? Pouring ketoret from a spoon into his hands.
What does karet mean? Dying before, dying young.
Which animal is called terefa by the Torah? An animal injured by another animal.
In what masechet Mishnah did it say the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Masechet Yoma.
When the Kohen Gadol sprinkled the blood towards the Aaron, how much times did he do it, and how did he do it? Where did he sprinkle it? One upwards and seven times downwards.
Well, he did it twice, I think. One upwards, seven downwards, and then he did it again, seven upwards, one downwards. What day was Yom Kippur? Yom Tishrei.
What is a nevelah? Either a behemah teme'ah that's dead, even with the best shechitah dead, it's nevelah, or a behemah teorah, or a behemah teorah that didn't have the right shechitah.
What is kisui adam? If you slaughter any bird or animal, you have to cover the blood with dust.
And the last one is, what is leket? If when people are harvesting wheat and two bundles, one or two bundles fall to the ground, you have to leave it to the poor person. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. If you answer the question and you still don't text it in, please text it in, because we see a very little people text it in. So please make sure to text in your number. Thank you, everybody, for calling in.
Thank you.
Please tune in next week at 6 to 7 on Wednesday. Thank you.